Hi, this is Alex from Arizona Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. Just call us quick and confidential.
That's quick.
Would you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
How quick?
It can range somewhere, I would say, between 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, but if it goes too long, I can't stay with it.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. Then I'll do the best that I can. Then, all right. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Well, I'm a male.
Okay. In which state do you currently reside, to be exact?
Arizona.
Okay. Next question: are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Absolutely.
Okay, what is the year of your birth?
1962.
Okay. Next question. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. All right, just to be sure, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. Let's see. All right, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm going to vote Republican.
Republican, okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Well, I'm not going to vote Democrat, so I guess. I've been Democrat all my life, so I can't hardly say I'm a Republican, but we're going to say I'm going to vote Republican.
Republican,
that's
but
why
like...
it makes you strong, I guess.
Strong Republican? Okay. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. How do you feel?
Maybe a 4.
4? Okay. All right. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
All right. Next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for to be your senator? Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
Carrie Lake.
Okay. All right. Here are 3 statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. All right. Statement number 1, I personally support a person's right to abortion, and I believe it should be legal and available. Second statement, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Third statement, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Which one do you think is your view?
Well, that gets a little more complicated, but...
Would you like me to repeat them?
No, I kind of understand them.
You do.
If I can answer B without the government paying for it, I don't think the government should pay for it. But if they want to have an abortion,
you're not against it.
Are you saying the government's going to pay for it on B?
No. It's not in regards to that. It's just about making it legal or not.
Big things.
So do you support it and believe it should be legal, or are you against it, but you think the government shouldn't prevent it, or do you think you're against it?
That one.
The second one. All right, next one is, based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona, or... abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona, or abortion is banned with a few exemptions in Arizona, or abortion is totally banned in Arizona.
I think it's B. All
right. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. How concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned? Not very concerned or not concerned at all?
Not concerned at all.
Okay. All right. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Nothing. I don't. That's not an issue for me.
No, okay. All right, next question. Based on what you know, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I don't know enough about it, so I'm undecided.
So you're not going to vote on the ballot measure? You're undecided?
I'm undecided.
Okay.
Undecided.
All right. If you had to choose, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
Wait.
Okay.
I thought that's what we just answered.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same. Okay. Yeah, it's the same question again. Some of these questions are repetitive. If you had to choose, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or would you not vote on the ballot measure? What is your answer?
I'm going to say no. I would say...
You'll say no.
Would I not vote? Wait. Repeat that one more time.
Yes, sir. If you had to choose, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
I mean, this is just vague. I'd say no.
No.
You're too vague, so I'll say no.
Too vague.
Because
okay.
I do not support abortion.
Okay.
I don't. So I don't want to take other people's rights away if I'm not paying for it. But anyway, that's not
okay.
The question.
Right. Okay. I understand. All right. Next one. Here's the text of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Arizona in the November 2024 elections. A yes vote shall have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's constitution. This state will not be able to interfere with this fundamental right before fetal viability unless it has a compelling reason and does so in the least restrictive way possible. Fetal viability means the point in the pregnancy when in the good faith judging of a treatment healthcare professional, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus. Throughout the pregnancy, both before and after fetal viability, the state will not be able to interfere with the good faith judgment of the treating healthcare professional that an abortion is necessary to protect the life or health of the pregnant individual. The state will not be able to penalize any person for aiding or assisting a pregnant individual in exercise the right to an abortion. Now, a no vote shall have the effect of not creating a fundamental right to have an abortion under Arizona's constitution, will leave in place current laws that restrict abortion before fetal viability, and will allow the state to further restrict or ban abortion in the future. Okay.
No.
So after reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects? No.
No.
Okay. All right. Next question. What values are behind your current decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. All right, I'll go down the list. Family, responsibility to women, empathy, faith in God, parents' rights, personal responsibility, protecting lives of unborn children, goes too far, safety, or distrust of government.
Protect the lives of unborn children.
Protect the lives of unborn children. Which other one? There's one more that you can pick two values that are most important to you.
Okay, faith in God.
Faith in God, okay? Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
Wait, ask that one more time.
Yes, sir. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state... let me read that again, sorry. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
No difference.
No difference? Okay. Next one. If you learned a candidate If you learned a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely.
Less likely, okay. Yeah. If you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Didn't I just answer that?
This one says, yeah, the first one says if the candidate for political office supported the ballot measure. This other one says if the candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure.
Oh.
So if they if a candidate opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate?
I guess more.
Okay.
See, that's the same question.
So would it make you much more likely to vote or just somewhat likely more likely to vote? Much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for that candidate?
Somewhat,
okay. All right, next one. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws? The Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, or want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws? This is for
Republicans. They want the state to decide.
Okay, they want the state to decide. Okay.
Yeah.
Next up, how about
that's
you?
What they say.
Yeah. They do, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible? I'm sorry. Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Okay, so personally, I do not believe in abortion. So I will say that we'll give it to the states. Let the states figure it out.
Okay. All right, when thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Senate, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement, I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion, or is it very important, somewhat important, neutral, neither important nor unimportant, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant? First sense of choice was a requirement.
What was the first one again?
The first one was a requirement. That's the option choice that said a requirement. Uh-huh. I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion.
Okay, hit the second one. What's the second one?
The second one's very important. It asks how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? A requirement, or very important, or somewhat important, neutral?
Okay, I'm going to give it a very important.
Okay, next up. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? So, is the same answers? The first one meant United States Senate?
Okay, let's give it a very important.
Very important for the president as well? Okay.
Sure. Well, okay. I didn't realize this could be a home abortion survey. Go ahead.
Right, okay. Let's see. Okay, next up, you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Okay, Project 2025.
That's not real.
It's something they're planning on doing. I'll read it to you. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end up in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication, abortion, access through the mail. Based on what you have read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't want to answer that one. Move it on.
Well, to be honest with you, this one doesn't have...
2025. It's would you, not the Republican stance. It's some offshoot that wants to throw something in there. I don't agree with Project 25.
So do you feel neutral or just unfavorable towards?
It's not real. Okay, I'll go unfavorable. Because okay. It's some talking point that somebody wants to throw on Donald Trump.
Okay, I understand then. Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I don't know that much about it, so mm-hmm. I'm neutral. Just give me a neutral.
Neutral, okay. Yes, sir. All right, if you learned a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Makes me no difference.
Makes no difference. Okay. All right. Okay. So here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democrat candidate and yes on the ballot measure. Okay. So first statement, every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortions just stay between people and their doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions. Do you think that is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
This is so...
Yes, sir, and thank you so much for bearing with me.
This drives me crazy because what are they doing? Looking for the right answer? Well, we'll find out the right answer. That's the one we're going to tell you. That's what it sounds like to me.
So, right. I guess they're just getting more deeper into detail with the questions.
They want to know exactly what they can tell me to get my vote, whether they mean it or not. That's what it sounds like to me. Okay. Don't even remember. I say unlikely, whatever that is.
Okay. It's a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing, or not a very convincing reason at all.
That one. The last.
Okay. All right. Next statement. All right. We deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect our freedoms. Very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all on that.
Not a convincing reason at all.
Okay. Last one for this category. The next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court rulings on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senators who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not MAGA justices who take bribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedom. Okay, so on that one, would you say that's very convincing, somewhat, not very, or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Okay. Next one. We are 68% completed with the survey. Okay.
Woo! Now, we're already 20 minutes in.
Well, okay. Yes, sir, and I thank you so much for your patience. Okay, now here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. Okay, Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parental consent. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing, or not convincing at all.
Okay. Read that one more
time. Yes, sir. Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parental consent.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, very convincing reason. Somewhat convincing.
Sure.
Okay, very convincing. Okay. Reasonable people can have different opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems and is too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate, common sense approach to abortion. Very convincing, somewhat, not a very convincing, or not a very convincing
somewhat.
Reason at all. Somewhat, okay.
Somewhat.
All right, next here. All right, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a changes? I'm sorry, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10.
4.
4, still, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right.
I don't really think it matters much, but
right. Okay. All right. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, from whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or are you undecided?
I thought I already answered that. Trump.
Okay. Right. Some of the questions pop up again since we are reading these ballots. Okay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure? What did you say?
I'm undecided.
Undecided. All right. If you had to choose, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or would you not vote on the ballot measure? What would still be your answer?
Not vote.
Okay. All right. We are 85% of the way there. Almost done. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator?
Carrie Lake.
Democrat. Carrie Lake. Okay. Yes, sir. Let's see. What is the highest level? Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I don't know. 4 years of trade school or high school, whichever one you want to take.
Okay. Let's see. So you did graduate high school?
Uh-huh.
Did you get a degree? Did you at least have trade school time? Okay.
I finished trade school, got whatever they call it.
Would you say
diploma, whatever it is.
Would you say it's an associate degree or just some college but no degree?
No college, trade school.
Trade school, okay. All right. Let's see. Are you married, unmarried, living
married.
With a partner, married? Okay.
Married.
All right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual or straight.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden. Oh, Trump. Okay. All right. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before tax? Your best estimate is fine. What is it about?
Wait, what?
Okay, last year being 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Nope. You may have
rather not answer it?
Yep.
Okay. Is there a reason why? I mean, it doesn't give me the answer choice, the option to.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't need to know that.
Okay. All right, then. In that case, this concludes the survey, sir. That was 98% of the way there. Thank you so much for your time, and once again, thank you, sir. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Percent complete with the survey. The total. Nanya complete with the survey. Guests did not want to answer the total family income from all sources. I'm gonna cry. Sad. Just pick any and finish the survey, please. All right. All right, you got it, boss. All right, you got it, boss. Thanks. Got it, boss. Just pick any and finish the survey, please, so you can get an ID. All right. Thanks. Next one, give me 100. Next one, give me 100. I got you. All right, you got. All right, I got you. All right.